Phil, when we negotiate with whoever, we don't need them in there involved in when we start negotiating. Well, it sounded like what she was asking for.
Presentations, I think she was talking about.
No, she wanted in the negotiate. Okay, would you just, we're ought to be a fine line, hopefully. Okay.
Just want to make sure.
Because you keep saying, I agree. Anything somebody says, and you go, I agree. You have agreed to 98.9% everything that's been said in this room. Yes, I've been keeping the little chit. Look, right there. Don't you agree? Hey, you agree? There's another one.
No, I agreed here for
it. Another one? There's another one.
Jim, we have everybody stand by a second. We do, according to our little agenda, we have a public hearing for the Long Neck Sewer District. Jim?
And where is that one?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. I guess.
You want to do that now, or you want to work our way toward it?
Well, we have, I guess it's 2 minutes till. I keep looking at that clock in front of me, which is 5 minutes fast. So.
Maybe you could do one more issue.
Okay.
Okay,
Dave.
Okay, the first.
We just want to let this lady get back to work. That was
the first issue or first item we have is recorder deeds contract. And with us today is Mr. John Brady, our recorder deeds, and I have a copy of a proposed agreement that Mr. Brady is recommending for your consideration. With ACS, which is the company that provides record management services for the county, and this would extend the contract by 3 years. And I'll turn it over to Mr. Brady if he'd like to explain.
Good morning, Mr. President. Mr. Vice President's left the building. Council members, Mr. Baker, Mr. Griffin, Ms. Webb. Okay. This contract was extended a couple years ago after I came into office, and we did several upgrades with this in 2006. And basically the bottom line on this is as follows. The current hardware we have down there is about to expire. The useful life is on a Wang-based Dell operating system that probably won't make another year or so. We've gotten a notification that they will not be supporting that software. This would be a change in software to what's called the ACS 2020 system. The ACS 2020 system, they originally told us, would be $4.20 a document, a saving of 20 cents a document from what we're paying now. I said that wasn't good enough. After negotiations, we got it down to $3.70. So I took it 50 cents off, total of 70 cents off per document, which should save the county, based on 50,000 documents a year, which is what we've been averaging, approximately $35,000 a year on the current basis of this on the next 3 years. In addition, they will upgrade all of the equipment. They will also provide internet accessibility for the documents, and I will be coming back to you probably, I don't know, say 63 days, because the next 49 are busy for me. You're off the week after election, and then you're off for Veterans Day, and you're off later on that month. So I come back about November 18th when I have a little bit of time to breathe again with a new ordinance to, number one, as Mr. Dukes has asked me to look into, reducing to we are not the highest county for recording notary commissions, and number two, to put in a pay for printing charge off the internet of either $1 a page or $100 a month. That will address some of the revenue for people that want to access the deeds that we have on file now through the internet, and they can either pay per page or have a $100 licensing fee. We have a lot of copies that we charge, and we're charging now for copies a little differently. Bulk rate copies, I think, come down as cheap in-house as about 12 cents or 10 cents. What this is designed to do with those fees will equalize and actually save usage time on the county copiers and the county printers, so we'll be able to stretch them out a little bit longer and reclaim some of the revenue that we'd be losing by having internet printing. This is the same type of system that has worked in Kent County. In fact, it is the same system. We went up and looked at it, and it's similar to the system in Newcastle County, and it's the wave of the future. Starting next year, we have to have electronic notarization available, and this will comply us with that state mandate. This will also allow the electronic and set it up so we can have electronic filing where deeds and mortgages can be filed online. We can receive it and send it back electronically without having to have the paper copies come into the office. It is cutting world, I'm sorry. It's way above my pay grade. But that's why I have the county IT staff here. And they tell me that this is a good thing. And that's a nod. Eddie is not here this week, but Tom is here. We work closely with them. The other thing this does is, for some of the people who utilize the services of the Recorder of Deeds, we stopped printing books on July 1st after getting approval from Resident Judge Graves. We're turning deeds back in 3 days. The documents, when I came in, there was an 8-month backlog in 2003. We're down that they're getting their deeds and other mortgages back in 3 days. And so we've tried to cut the contract costs because we've been paying more, and it's been cutting every time I've renegotiated it. In fact, they strongly want me out of office. But I think this is a good thing for the county to step forward, and I ask for your consideration of this request, and feel free to answer. I'm here to answer any of your questions.
Are you essentially saying that this extension would result in the savings for the county?
Yes, because the system, if we continue on with what we have now, which has crashed twice this year so far, we're paying $4.40 a document. The minute we switch over, it drops it to the $3.78.
Yeah.
So we'll be saving that immediately. And based on 50,000 documents a year, that savings of about 70 cents comes out to be $35,000.
How does that relate to the additional upgraded equipment cost?
They're part of the contract. We're not paying for that.
Okay.
That was also another concession. Plus, I got more workstations.
Right. Mr. Baker, you got anything?
And our IT department will work on maintaining the equipment.
IT has, under the last edition, Tom and Eddie and their staff have been working with it, and we've been taking more control over it. In the past, when it went down, for example, in the summer of 2005, it was down for 3 consecutive days. We couldn't get it working here. They had to send people down from New York. We don't have that problem anymore now that the IT staff from the county can go in and fix it. And when we have been down, it's only been a few hours.
Thank you. I think the trend has been, correct me if I'm wrong, is to become less dependent on ACS for record management. And we've been taking over more of the responsibility. And
yes,
has also helped reduce our cost and I think it's a great thing that as of July 1st that we're no longer preparing all those books. I think we've been,
if somebody wants a book, we can print a book for them and sell it to them at our cost.
Right.
But nobody's asked for those books. We have them on on the digital media, and this will help expand that. Right now, the minute we go live, we'll have all the deeds, mortgages, and other documents recorded from 1998 to present will immediately go on live, plus all the plats and the plat books have been scanned, and we're working backwards in groups of 10 years to get those records digitized.
So when do you expect the electronic filing to begin?
Electronic filing would begin sometime in 2009. I've been trying to get a lot of things moving forward in case I'm in Dover at that point. But the majority of the items will be in place before January 1st. The electronic filing availability will be something that there'll have to be some training and to get the scanners. But we're following the same format that the Delaware courts have used. So it's like the electronic file now will be the same way you do it, and we'll also be able to take electronic money, and we'll be able to, as Ms. Webb and I have discussed, get the money in the bank faster.
Except for records, it may have to be accessed in Superior Court and Orphans Court, Court of Chancery. When would someone be able to do essentially online title examination?
The online title examination for properties, the two things that count on that are as follows. Number one, until we get all the deeds imaged, and that's going to take a few months to get the deeds imaged from 1998 backwards, because all the deeds have to be brought online. The 50 years worth of mortgages have to be brought online. We have 10 years of mortgages now, so we have to go back another 40 years on mortgages. Once we get them scanned in, a title search could be done in a law office here and printed out that way, but without having to come into the building. When we went down, my chief deputy, Kathy Pepper, myself, and Eddie, to Virginia Beach, they had this long room and it was empty. They had two people in there working with their own personal computers and printers. There were public stations. And I said, where are all the title searchers? And they said, they're all at home. They're doing all their stuff at home. They can take the tax records, all of that. They only have to go upstairs to the clerk's office to check judgments. And the clerk down there, she did, and this is something Mr. Parrish would hurt me if I say too loudly. The recorder is also the marriage license issuer and the wills issuer. They combine the three things and call them clerk of court, and they do all four things. And they had all the databases right there. The additional thing is, with the capacity we have, we would be able to scan the wills in and put the wills electronically online and also put the marriage certificates online. But I'm not recommending the marriage certificates go online because already they're done by the state and you can access them electronically. So that would be something duplicative we don't need. But this would help with doing the wills and upgrading their equipment to put that online.
Fantastic. Any other questions, Jim? No. Dave, you have a motion?
Yes, be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves a contract addendum to extend the ACS contract for recorder deeds records management for 3 years at a reduced cost of $3.78 per document.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
We move to second that we approve the contract as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Thanks, John.
Thank you very much. It's been an honor and privilege to serve with all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Do the hearing now, Mr. Jones?
I don't think.
Hearing, Jones. Hearing.
Want to do the hearing now?
Yes. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take up the matter noted for 11 a.m., a public hearing on the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District for the Bay Farm Road Extension. We'll begin this process with an explanation of the proposal by personnel from the county. After that has been fully explained by the county, we will open it up to participation from any member of the public who is here who may have an interest in this matter. At the time, we're asking, when we get to the point for public participation, we'll let you know, and anyone who wants to speak can come forward. If you do plan to speak on the issue, when you get to the speaker stand, before you make your statement, please state your name and your address. That way, if we need to access the record later, we'll be able to tell who is saying what. Thank you very much. Mr. Ashman.
Good morning. This is, as he stated, this is for the Bay Farm Road expansion of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District.
Could you pull your mic up a little bit or speak a little louder?
All parcels are located along Bay Farm Road and were supplied laterals as part of the Peninsula Project, which is down
away from me a little bit.
Bay Farm Road. Sorry about that. Too close. Annexation request was received on February 6, 2007. Approval to prepare and post notices was given on July 29th. The total expansion area is 15 acres. The parcels are primarily single-family lots, and it is contiguous. When we came before you on July 29th with request to permission to prepare and post notices, we showed we had shown parcels that only had responded to our polling letter as positives. Under your direction, we prepared the notices to include all those parcels along Prairie Farm Road. Notices were posted on August 25th, and we again sent letters to all parcel owners on August 26th. We did receive one phone call, being from the Homeowners Association of River Breeze. Their question was, they have two strip lots beside their road, wanting to know what the expansion would affect them. I've talked to permits, and they just explained that they would designate them as unbuildable lots and exempt from impact fees. We also received an email today from the representative for the estate of Catherine Jenkins, and that is this parcel here, and they also support the expansion. Property owners would be subject to system connection charges of $3,252 per lot based on July 1st, 2008 through June 30th, 2009 rates.
Okay, any council members have questions of Mr. Ashman?
No.
Any further remarks by staff? This is a point at which we would provide an opportunity for public participation. Is there anyone here who would like to be heard? Yes, sir. Would you come forward, state your name and address, and tell us whatever you have to say about this?
My name is Sydney Argo, 26454 Bay Farm Road. When the sewer system was put in front of my property, the primary receiver of this, or benefit of this, was Peninsula Point. Multi-million-dollar complex. And at that time, I don't even know who, a statement was made, well, they're footing all the cost. Why do we have to worry about it? Well, now I have received a bill, or an possible bill, for a sewer fee hookup of probably be close to $4,000 time I get done, or better, depending on my cost. This is a long ways from no cost to me for a retired gentleman that's living on Social Security and a small pension. To have to hook up to a sewer when I have a good septic system that is working and my water system is working. Well, my question is, am I going to be forced to hook to this sewer? Or am I going to be able to use my septic, which there's nothing wrong with?
Okay, we'll get an answer for you. Could you show us, are you in the yellow zone?
Yes, sir, I am.
Could you show us where?
Here.
Okay, that's all right.
Right there.
How big is your lot?
117 by 219, I believe. Okay. 5.7 acre approximately.
Okay. Sir, could you, Mr. Ashman, is there any way you can give us a response to this gentleman's question?
Basically, if the expansion passes as noted and as designed, then there would be a requirement that he hook up, yes.
Okay.
And he would have a year, correct?
He would have a year from the
a year
time
to hook
the
up.
Expansion.
We do have a program to help with hookup costs. That it's
how
income
the,
based.
Can I speak again?
Sir,
how is the cost what? Going to be prorated? Am I going to be handed a bill for $6,000-$7,000 plus $300 a quarter?
Mr. Baker has something he could say on that subject.
What you would have to, the connection fee, which is the $3,252 item that the county would charge, would be due prior to connection to the sewer system. Now, we do have a program which would provide up to $2,500 of credit towards that from the county if you qualify for certain income requirements. And I don't know if Mrs. Webb has that here now, but if your income is below a certain level, then you would be eligible for this program that the county has, and we would and the county would pay for $2,500 of the cost. Now, there are other costs entailed with this, the hookup by your plumber of your house, and and the...
I got to dig from my house to the county sewer.
Yes, correct. And filling in your septic system, I mean, that would be another cost, and maybe Mr. Ashman can tell,
we're giving
tell
you
us approximately how much that
I mean, I'm asking something that I'm being forced into that I didn't request.
Well, the council hasn't decided on, you know, they're hearing public input today to see what the...
I mailed a letter stating whether you wanted it or didn't want it.
Right.
And I can go down that line, and not one of my neighbors has approved it. They all turned it down.
Okay. Well, I would say, John, if I'm not mistaken, that a majority had to request it. Is that correct? Or a certain percentage? Is that correct?
We actually came to council with a list of those that did request it and were given direction to improve post the whole
road. Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else here who would like to be heard? Yes, ma'am. Would you come forward, please?
Yeah.
Is it?
Okay to speak?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I bought my lot.
Could you give us your name and your
yes,
record?
My name is Rita M. Kilby. 26510 Bay Farm Road.
Thank you.
I bought my lot way back when it was still a soybean field or something. We put the first mobile on that road way back when. The only thing there at that time was an old farmhouse. And we had to put our own system in, thinking with over a half an acre that we would never have a problem. And that has held fast. I have never had a problem. I've got beautiful drinking water, which I used to get checked in Georgetown. I have never had a problem with my system. I am retired. I am 80 years old. I don't have a big income or savings. You would make an extreme hardship on me, and I know my neighbors too, as well. Not everybody could be here. It would be extremely hard on me. At the time when we moved down here, we really only wanted a smaller lot. But to use the septic system, we had to buy a little over half an acre. That's what you all proposed back in those days. We followed your proposals. I have never had a problem. I have the most beautiful drinking water going without a bunch of chemicals in it. And I am 80 years old. It's going to be a hardship for me if you make me go into this and go to all that expense with money I don't have. That's what I have to say, and I know a lot of my neighbors feel the same way.
Can you? Are you on this side of Bay?
I can show you where I am. The entrance is the development behind me. This is my lot right here.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Would you come forward, please?
My name is Bill Farley. I live at 26522 Bay Farm. And we approximately lived there 5 years. We're weekenders. Maybe a week or two here and there in the summer. And I live next door to Rita. And we had never had a problem. And she had never had a problem. And when they did our driveway, they tore the pipes up in the front of our driveway, put the pipes down. They were supposed to fix everything. They didn't fix it up to par. In fact, they put a drain in there that don't drain. Okay, so is the same thing going to happen? And we can't now hear this guy talking. So we had no, back there, you can't hear nothing. So whatever the prices were that he was saying, we didn't hear. So I have no idea what this is going to cost us. I don't know the reason why you're putting it in. But we're already picking on one area. As you can see, the yellow area.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a reason why they're picking on that one area? And furthermore, that black line that goes around there, what does that designate?
John, would you like to at least explain to them what the lines mean?
The black line that's going around here now is currently the sewer district. There's like a donut hole here in the middle where Sherwood Forest, River Breeze is.
How about over here?
This is in the sewer district.
How about
that's in the sewer district now.
They're all hooked up.
Yes.
Everybody outside that black line's hooked up?
Yes.
Really? Yes. Sheriff, all the sheriff farms hooked up?
No, this is inside the black line.
They ain't hooked up.
They're not hooked up, no.
So other words,
anything to the left and right.
The reason we're here today is we received requests from several lots along here that wish to be included.
Are they here today? Was it requested?
I do not know. Apparently, yes, they are here today. Okay. At least one of them's here today.
Okay, well, I don't know the reason for hooking up. I know it's because of Peninsula, and you paid all this money for the piping.
Yeah, well, they've paid for the piping, and it's in there. So our idea is to, while we're doing an expansion, to try to remove as many septics as we can. That's sort of our direction at this point in time, to get everything out of the inland bays and septic systems that we can. In our polling letter, I think we only received 5 no's back out of that whole strip.
And how many yeses?
Wait a minute.
We never got enough.
If you haven't gotten a letter, then we Sussex have, the County records don't match your address.
You had enough to post this thing on a pole across the street from my house.
We posted.
And you posted everybody's name and where their lot was and everything else on this pole for public notice, right?
I don't know if everybody's name is on it.
It's the same thing as
just
here.
Just the boundary.
This is it. Posted on the pole.
Normally,
the names are there. The lots,
if
the names,
yeah,
the size of the lot.
The legal description.
I'm just saying. So I would just like to know, in my case, since we're the only ones in a couple houses that want to get hooked up, it's fine. They want to get hooked up, but being forced into it, right now it's going to be a burden. I'm retired.
Okay. We understand.
Mr. Okay. Farley, would you show us? You said you were next to Rita, so we understand generally where it is. But
right here.
Okay.
The sword system in hand is going down this way.
Okay.
What they did was put a big drain in,
Thank you. Anyone else back here? Yes, sir, in the back.
I'm sorry.
Ask John Way, doctor, if I get done.
Yeah.
See how many is for and against.
My name is Mike Minnick. I'm at 26500 Bay Farm. Is it my understanding that you said Sherwood is not hooked into that?
That's correct.
Yes, that's right. If you look at the yellow part, anything in the middle of that picture basically is proposed. Is that correct?
Yellow is what we're proposing today.
The yellow is what they've come in front of us and asked us to.
You know, if it's a contamination problem, I would think those smaller lots are a bigger problem than we are along that short stretch of road.
Sir, you could address us because we're the ones that told them to
do it. Oh, okay.
Thank you. You got to lay off these guys. You won't pick on us.
Okay? I don't want to pick on anybody, but I'm in planning in my community, and the idea is to hit the most populated area, and they're bypassing that to get to a few lots along one strip of road. I don't really know what else to say.
Apparently,
you know,
you're not in favor of being hooked up. Is that
you're correct? I mean, I'm only a weekender with aspects of retiring down here. But to pay a sewer bill when I have a perfectly good system,
I understand.
I'm not in favor of.
Okay. Did you also?
He agrees.
Throw the dart on the board for us. There you go. Thank you.
Anyone else back in the back? For or against? Yes, sir. You come forward, please.
Come on.
Hi, my name's. Oops. Okay. Gotcha.
Oh, now you broke it.
There we go. My name's Doug Ritter. I live at 24265 Canal Drive in Millsboro. I am in favor of the annexation, I guess you would call it. This is, give you a little bit of background. About 2 years ago, I purchased some property on Bay Farm Road. Prior to purchasing it, I did contact engineering and asked them about whether or not I could hook to the sewer. And I was told, yeah, no problem, just make a request and you'll get annexed in. Well, it wasn't that easy. And that's why we're here.
No, it never is. Yeah.
No, it's never that, Mr. Ashman. How are you? Anyway, I was told that I needed to be contiguous to the district.
Right.
And to do that, I had to get everybody between myself and the district to agree to go in. I have managed to do that. There's 2 individuals between my property and the district. They are both in favor of it. I did not ask for everybody on Bay Farm Road to be annexed in. My request was for myself and the people between me and the district agree to go in. Apparently, engineering and council made a decision to bring the whole road or not bring the whole road, and I was told that there's a couple different things that could happen, that everybody could be brought in, nobody could be brought in, or possibly the people that would be contiguous would be brought in. I'm just trying to get the sewer that I was hoping I could get.
Whereabouts are you, sir?
I am right...
You're on the upper end there?
I have these parcels here. Mr. Beener owns these two, mm-hmm. and Ms. Edelmore owns these two. They both submitted letters that they're willing to be annexed into the district.
Okay.
Which would then make me contiguous. I was not trying to get everybody else.
Right.
That wasn't what I was trying to do.
Right.
I was trying to get myself in.
You just covered yourself.
Yeah, it's like I said, it took me a year and a half to get...
To get
Ms. Zettelmoyer to agree to go in. You know, Mr. Beener was on board from the get-go.
Okay.
So that's why I'm here. Like I said, I'm not trying to suck everybody else in. I was just trying to get those three.
Well, that's why I said I do.
Did you have problems, sir, when you bought those parcels locating a septic and a well?
Well, there's public water out there.
Oh, there's public water. Yeah. There's public water down there.
Public water.
So you didn't have any problem getting an on-site system if you wanted to?
No, they were already there.
But you, okay.
Yeah, like I said, I was just trying to get the sewer.
They're improved your properties. Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Griffin, can't we amend the boundaries?
Oh, we can still do that, yes.
Okay.
One more time, sir, for a couple of minutes.
Do you wish my name again, Sidney Argo? No. You handed me a financial assistance. It says that the county will help me if my value of assets or property are below $15,000. Which lot do you think you can buy on that road for $15,000?
That doesn't include your house or your...
I didn't say anything about a house.
It doesn't include your land.
Land, right.
It does include or doesn't?
It does not.
No. It doesn't include your land that your house is on.
That's why if you got another home somewhere else, that's when we start getting
yeah.
trouble.
Right, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. If I owned a home somewhere else, it would do it?
Oh, yep. Right. Yes, it would.
Yeah. In other words, this doesn't count as the value of my property.
It doesn't count your resident as an asset.
Okay. But now, that's what I was looking at. I look at it and read $15,000. Well, I can't buy my outbuildings with the property it's sitting on for $15,000.
No.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have we given everybody?
I think there's one other gentleman. There's one other gentleman in back.
Please come forward.
I want to ask John a question after.
Yeah.
My name is Burr Monroe. I have three lots on that Bay Farm Road area, and I talked with Tony DiGiuseppe, and I got the I from him is like you had to pay $500 to apply, and I thought it was on an individual basis. That's how it was told to me. And
$500 to apply and to be able to get
your, and it wasn't actually, include everybody the way I was told.
Right, it's $500 if I'm not mistaken. You guys can correct me to make a referendum or apply for a request.
Individual lot expansion at a later date.
Yes,
that's safety advertising and the cost of going through the process.
Yeah, so I thought, well, I'd wait till he said two or more could do that, and I would like to hook up, but I don't think it should be. I mean, the laterals are there, from what I understand. I was just wondering, what couldn't it be done on an individual basis?
Well, I think it could.
What side of the road are you on over there? Are you on the opposite side?
I have one lot that goes. Okay.
Go ahead. I'll put a point so we can actually look.
Right there, where you finger it.
24 is already left. You're no. To your left, 24.
I'm right here.
Okay.
I have one back here. This is 211.1.
Okay. So are you speaking I guess for here today, are you in favor or not?
I'm in favor, but I like I said, the way it was told to me is okay. that everybody wouldn't have to hook up. It was on the way I understood it.
Well,
it would be on an individual basis. You could.
I think, as Mr. Enzo said, that we can do that, and that's why we're having the public hearing, that we can actually say, no, we only want XYZ lots. But then after this point, if you said your system failed and you couldn't put a new one in, then you would have to pay for the $500 and ask and go through this procedure that we're doing today.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm in favor of is the...
You're good to go from now, but when it goes bad, you want to come back and talk to us, right? I got you. Okay.
No, I'd like to.
You'd like to be in the system.
I would like to be in the sort of.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yes,
I misunderstood. Okay.
Thank you. Have we heard from everybody who had an interest in speaking? Kramer. Do you have a lot down there?
Colby, you ready? You ready?
Go after these people. I got something to say about it.
Oh, here we go.
Look, I have never liked that dumb your stupid things. I have never, I'm Dan Kramer, by the way. Out of Greenwood, you know where I'm from. And it's like this. How long has that lateral been there?
I'd say 18 months to 2 years.
All right. Nobody's hooked up to it, has it?
No, because they couldn't.
Somebody else paid for it, didn't they?
Somebody has to pay for the lateral.
Somebody else paid for it, didn't they?
Correct.
To go from point A to point B.
I assume.
Now that. Some
body,
without me ripping them all to a new hole, is coming in here wanting to get on a stupid septic.
Central sewer.
Central sewage, when they don't have a problem with a septic tank because they come from out of state and they ain't got enough brains to get out of wet weather. Because if they knew how to operate their septic tank, it would last for 20, 30, 40 years. And there's some people back there probably been there that long and never had a problem with it. And now you guys want to come along and say, oh, you're going to hook up? Wait a minute. Maybe these other people ought to go back where they come from. Because why should they be forced to hook into it? And on top of that, the lateral was already there. You guys ought to be paying for it, not them. Mm. Fair and simple. You want them to hook up, you pay for it. Rather, because that line has already been there, been paid for. And if they don't need to be hooking into it, then allow only the people hook into it that want it, and then charge them 10 times what the going price is. Thank you.
Mr. Griffin, could we adopt this morning and make this the entire district, and then they would make it so that, I mean, they would not have to hook up unless they, I mean, the pipe's already there. I mean, it's gone down the road in front of them, so they got a connection there on the road.
They'd have to probably rewrite the way it's written.
The engineer,
Mike, you want to come on up?
Yeah. I think the engineering department has the flexibility to omit some properties and still do this.
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know if legally if we can or not. We obviously can extend a district in bits and pieces. You know, assuming they're contiguous, we can pick and choose the lot. Now, if it is in a SOAR district and it's an existing home, I believe state law dictates that it has to connect within a period of time. Also, there may be a stipulation because your septic permit is a permit, just like your driver's license. It's a privilege. And your septic permit may include a provision that if central sewer is available, that you have to connect.
Right.
Okay, so we'd have to investigate.
May, you're not sure of that.
Right, we'd have to. I don't have the answer here, but it's a question that we need to get an answer to. And maybe we don't make a decision today. We come back with better information about what you can and can't do.
Make a motion.
One other thing is this pollution control strategy that DENREC is looking to adopt.
Right.
May not be this year, may not be next year, maybe a couple years down the road, but it would take the operations and maintenance of your septic system as it's proposed out of your hands. And you would have to contract with someone to operate and maintain your septic system.
And a half acre lot, they might even not have enough. It could
It's not happening today or tomorrow, so I don't want to make it sound like.
I understand.
But it's just another factor to consider when they do make a decision about whether they want to be in or out.
Right.
Where are you on the timing of this application?
Don, where are we at as far as having to make a decision?
If you don't make a decision by next week, we'll have to repost and go through the same.
So you got a week.
Could we better identify the people that are for it?
Have a hit list. You have a hit list, John.
Today, yeah.
We basically almost have that from our polling letter, but we have a lot of no responses to our original.
Is there some way to indicate? Is there some way to indicate on this exhibit who is in favor and who is not?
As of our polling letter and the responses we got, the greens were yeses, the oranges were noes, and the blues were no response.
No response.
Okay.
Could you let the public see that? The greens wanted it.
Greens wanted it?
Yes.
The greens wanted it.
The oranges were noes, and the blues were no response.
Well, the good thing is you're here today, so we can sit down with you
right
after this meeting or even during this meeting, and you can show us where you are,
right,
and we'll just ask you, give us something in writing so we have it for our record, and then we can come back next week and make an intelligent decision.
Fantastic.
So is it possible to expand the sewer district, but along the top side of the road, down as far as the greens go, and limit it to that?
Looks like we would miss that. There's one green lot at the end, I think, the gentleman.
Right, yeah, and it spoke before.
He said,
yeah. I don't think we can get to his lot, it looks like, but we can get most of them.
He is contiguous. I think he is contiguous to the district.
Across the road, it's just sort of a creative legal description where it would be a part A and a part B.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess the bottom line is number one, you're going to meet with some of the people that are just talked. That's why we're here today, of course.
Right.
You're going to give us some answers on the couple questions as far as permits and law, right?
Right.
And we'll put it back on the agenda for next week.
I think that's the best thing to do.
Is that cool? Okay.
Lady back there, really.
Yes, ma'am. You have to call. Cool. Yeah. Well, you can just holler at us, really. I don't care. He's still got, still froggy. Okay.
But the thing is, those lots in green, those are little itsy bitsy lots that have been there even when I bought lot 20 some years ago. They were there then.
Right.
They had those itsy bitsy lots. We were told we had to have the large lots to take
well,
care of.
Well, the law has, ma'am, the law has changed, okay, I mean, through the years as
why
far as.
Why should we have to pay for something when they're the ones that need it?
I understand what you're saying.
No decision's been made, ma'am.
Right.
Okay, we were, I just want to stress that.
It's gonna, it will
lots
be made next Tuesday, apparently.
That's why we had to buy the big lot.
Thank you.
I'm with you.
We're going to leave the record open. Is that correct?
Yeah, we certainly have to leave the record open. I guess the two issues today is that what we stated is that to find out what state law is and also on continuous, I guess, if they're in the sewer district and what their permits might read. And
maybe we want to check with some of the people who didn't respond to see if that
and to get an actual some of the non-responders and see if some of them are here that they you could talk to them. Now to save yourself some phone calls, maybe if it's possible. Okay.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
I won't be here next Tuesday. However, I've always supported sewer districts, but I would not support this one because of the amount of opposition. And I was contacted by the state representative down there on behalf of Mr. Ritter. I would support changing the boundaries to include those that are contiguous, but to go all the way down that road, I don't think that's necessary unless they're having failing septic systems, unless they could be in the district and not have to hook up until they did have a need to have to hook up. If that would make it easier to hook up later, fine, but if not, then, you know, it won't mean a thing next Tuesday because I can't vote, I won't be here, but we're asking people to hook up to a sewer district that are not having problems that are really against it, so I would vote to make it contiguous only.
Okay.
That's going to conclude what we're the discussion today. Anyone who spoke, all of your comments are on record and will be considered. The boundaries have not been set in stone. Additional information will be forthcoming next week, and then the council will try to give the engineering department some direction at that time. If you spoke today, you are not required to appear next week. You can if you wish, but you're not required to. Thank you very much.
Well, the public hearing is done anyway as far as public comment. Yeah, we will just be getting comment from engineering department.
If we're going to leave the record open, we can't exclude the public from commenting.
All right, that's cool. I understand what you're saying. Okay. Motion, gentlemen?
Make a motion we defer.
Defer.
Second. Defer with the three indications.
That the record open.
The record open would be left open, those three. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rod?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Thanks, John.
I will be back in the lobby if they
want to
meet me back.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, he'll have the plot. You want to take that with you, John? And he'll be in the lobby right behind you here if you'd like to meet with Mr. Atkins. Don't beat him up too bad. Okay.
John Atkins? Atkins.
Beg your pardon?
Mike Way. Called him John Atkins?
Yeah. Ashman. Chew. There you go. I'm okay.
I said he could vote for.
I like your signs with the fireman on it.
The rain will soon come to an end.
Okay, Dave.
Okay. The next